Hello again, everybody. Here we go. Glad to have you all here from Minnesota to Maine, Iowa to Nebraska, and back again. Probably have someone sign in from Singapore before we get done and so on. Glad to have you all here. All right, we're doing the great 100-plus what-ifs. This is part two. Last week, we got all the way through phase one and began phase two and got as far as question number four. This week, we will continue where we left off. So scroll on down to question number five on phase two, and we'll get started. By the way, if any of you guys have any questions to add, feel free to ask me about those questions. Also, if I'm answering a question and you're not clear on it, feel free to, you know, ask for some clarification. Or if you want to extend the question, feel free to do that. So, number five, what if my client is not revivifying? First of all, what does revivify mean? It means to be reliving the event. They should be explaining to you what's going on in present tense. They should be feeling, tasting, hearing it as if it was happening all over again. Revivification is a hallucination. So what do you do if all that stuff's not happening? Well, there's a couple of things you want to be concerned about. First of all, are they deep enough in hypnosis? If you've tested for somnambulism, then you know that they're deep enough to experience the revivification. But sometimes they simply don't understand what you're trying to do. You're saying, in a moment, I'm going to count from five back to one. When I get to one, you're going to be there. At an earlier time when you felt this way, five, four, three, two, one. And you're asking them, is it daytime or is it nighttime? Is it indoors or you know, are you alone or with someone? And what's happening? And they start speaking in past tense. Perhaps they just didn't understand that they're supposed to be in present tense. So I recommend that you try a couple of these techniques. The first one is just simply, when I count to three, let it be as if it was happening all over again. If that's okay with you, nod your head. And you get them to nod their head. Good. One, two, three. There you are. As if it was happening all over again. What's happening? And that can shift them in itself from a hypermnesia to a revivification. Now, a person can be in somnambulism and not experience a revivification. They wiped because they just didn't understand that that's what they're supposed to be doing. And so they're just merely remembering. What's the word for that? Hypermnesia. So they could be experiencing hypermnesia, but not be in age regression, even though that they are in somnambulism. Here's another insider technique that you can use. If someone is in hypermnesia and they're not in revivification, but they are in somnambulism, and that is, just tell them, in a moment, I'll count from one to three. When I get to three, I want you to step into that picture. One, two, three. Now, with both those techniques, the step into the picture technique and the let it happen as if it was happening all over again kind of technique, sometimes if you don't have somnambulism, it will trigger somnambulism. So it's worth a shot in either case. So those are the main problems is, you know, either you don't have somnambulism, and in that case, they're going to be incapable of revivifying. The other is that you do have somnambulism and they just don't have clarity of the instruction. Another case that can occur is that you have somnambulism and then they don't revivify. They just start talking about the situation. And that happens sometimes when the person is refusing to go there. They know that that situation is an emotional time, and so they'll just want to talk about it. And once again, even if they're just refusing to go there, usually at this point, it's not a very strong refusal. They're just trying to see if they can get away with not going there. And so they'll just start talking about it. But the perceptive hypnotherapist will realize that they're not in past tense. They're not reliving the situation. And so once again, we can just say, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. When I get to 3, it'll be happening all over again. Or we can say, I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and I'd like you to step into that picture. Is that okay with you? And then perform that 1, 2, 3, and they will be there, and you'll be moving along.